Good morning, everybody. All right. You warmed them up nicely. Thank you. Now, Mary Jo, never apologize for being passionate. It's okay. All right, so where are the moms in the room? Where are the moms? All right. Well, happy Mother's Day early to all of you. Thank you for taking your Mother's Day weekend to be here. It shows that you are truly committed mothers. And I say happy Mother's Day now because I won't be here tomorrow. So I wanted to get that in before I forgot. Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute on this Mother's Day weekend. I was thinking about my mom because she called me recently and she said, my mom's very soft-spoken, and whenever she speaks, the first thing that she says, particularly if she speaks to folks in the National Federation of the Blind, she says, well, my son does all the speaking. She always starts with this line. But she called me up and she said, you know, I'm giving a speech to parents of blind children. What should I tell them? And I thought, well, you know, tell them all the stuff you wish someone would have told you when I was a little kid. Because I grew up as a blind child, but we didn't really know I was blind. No one ever said, your child is blind. You know, I had some vision. My vision was declining. And no one ever said, you know, your child is blind. And it's okay. It's okay that he's blind. And I learned very early on to get by. I found all sorts of ways to get by. By fifth grade, I was reading large print books with magnification. In fact, I was reading them with a monocular. Now, a monocular is not really designed to be a magnifying device at close proximity. A monocular is for distance viewing. But I was in school, and I didn't know any better. And I just used the tools that I had at hand. And I got by, and I continued to slide by because I was doing okay. And no one really paid much attention to the fact that I was blind. But every now and then, every day, every other day, I would get a message, indirectly or directly, that vision is a requirement for success. That because I can't see so well, my future is going to be limited. No one ever told me that I should have hope, that I should believe in the future, that I should have imagination for the things that I want to do, and I should go out and get them, and that there was a whole network of people waiting to help me get there. So maybe I should tell my mom she should say all that. I haven't told her yet, though. That's the message that we want to send to you, and that's what we're trying to do in the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. I could sit up here and tell you all the fancy stuff, but that's what it boils down to. Hope and imagination. A future full of opportunities. That's our tagline, because that's really what we're working on. The most important thing for you to know, being here this weekend, and Mary Jo said you'll be overwhelmed, and you will, is that there's a whole network of people out there. Some of them are up here. Some of them are sitting around you in the audience. Some of them are hanging out in another part of the building. Some of them are in California and Alaska and New Mexico and Hawaii. Just because you're now connected, they're ready to help you. They don't know you. They don't know your child. They don't know anything about you. But if you call them up and said, hey, I went to the Beginnings and Blueprints conference at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute and someone gave me your name, they will give you time. That's amazing network to be plugged into. And so the first thing is I want to let you know that you now have that. It's up to you to use it. And I know for me, it took me a while, a couple knocks on the head to learn to use it. But what does the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute do? Well, you know, this is the only research and training institute developed and directed by blind people. We're run by the National Federation of the Blind, so we listen to what blind people say is important. Now, the fancy way to say it is that the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute leads the quest to understand the real problems of blindness and to develop innovative education, technologies, products, and services to help the world's blind achieve independence. That is to say that we take the hopes and dreams of blind people and we work on the real things that blind people want done. Yesterday, I went down to Virginia Tech. It's a 5.5-hour drive, and I knew you guys were going to be here, so we did it. We went down Wednesday and came back Thursday. It's a long trip to do in one day. We went down there because we were working on the blind driver challenge. So we have stimulated the thought that we might be able to put together a vehicle that you could plunk a blind person in and have the vehicle drive them around. But that's not interesting to us. See, blind people have capacity. And so we're getting the engineers, the scientists, to think about developing an interface that a blind person can get into a vehicle and interact with that interface to take information and make driving decisions. Now, that's a huge project. But if we can do that, and when we do that, we will have technologies that'll be very powerful, that'll spin off into all sorts of areas. Because of the National Federation of the Blind, I have a cell phone in my pocket that can read any piece of print. These are technologies that empower the independence rather than limit the independence of blind people. Why do we care about early childhood? Well, because all of you are the first and most important teachers of your children. We can tell you all sorts of things about being blind and all of the great techniques that we use and all of the future opportunities, but you know your child best. And I've been saying this for a couple years, and I understand it better now because I have a 2-year-old. It's true. It absolutely is true. Don't underestimate the expertise that you have, and don't let anybody, no matter how many degrees they have, no matter how much time in the field of blindness they have, don't let them tell you that you don't know your child. Don't let them send you that message. We're working on early childhood because we know that if we can get into blind children earlier than ever before, the non-visual skills that blind people use to be successful, the skills of literacy using Braille. I didn't know Braille till I was 21 years old. I was halfway through college. And I could recount for you all sorts of experiences that would be different for me had I known Braille. I did have a teacher once, though, don't get me wrong. It's a teacher of blind students, told me when I was a senior in high school that they could teach me Braille if I wanted to learn it. Now keep in mind, this guy was blind. He had RP. But what did he do with Braille? He read it with his eyes. They could teach me Braille if I wanted to learn it, but you know, I was a senior in high school. Worked very hard for those 2 study halls. Very hard. No way. I didn't have a reason to want to learn it. We care about early childhood because we want to equip you with the skills and knowledge, the attitudes that blindness is not the tragedy that the public tells you that it is. And we also want to learn from you about the programs, the innovative ideas that you bring forth that we can carry forward to other parents and their children to improve opportunities for them. Every time we do one of these activities, we learn something from you because we're run by blind people. We're run by parents of blind children. Many wonderful people in this audience have taught us so much already. So you don't just get to take. You got to give back a little bit. So if you have an idea, if you know that there's something that has been happening that has been missing, let us know because we'll try to turn it into something that is useful for parents all across the country. So we work on early childhood all the time, and this is one of the gatherings that we put together, and there are many others. Before I turn the agenda back over, I do want to say that one of the things that we're working a lot on is Braille. I have here the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. This is something that we advocated for in Congress. This is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, January 4, 2009. And Braille is essential to success in life for blind people. But most people in the public don't believe that's true. We went to Congress and said, Braille is so important that you need to support this. And we got the bill passed through Congress in less than a year, which is a feat in any congressional session. And now we have the Louis Braille Silver Dollar. You can get one of these. 150,000 of them have already sold in a month. This coin is important because it represents the power of knowledge that's held in Braille. It also represents the future on Monday, this one of these coins, two of these coins actually, are going to fly on the space shuttle. It's the first time Braille is going to space. The future comes in because this coin and our outreach efforts are going to raise dollars that are going to create innovative Braille programs so that we can turn around the literacy crisis in America. Only 10% of blind children are getting Braille. And this is truly a crisis. Luckily, all of you are here, and that means probably your children are going to be part of that 10%. And by 2015, they're going to be part of that 20% or 25% or 30%, because we are going to change the Braille literacy prospects in America. And so I wanted you to know that, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and Dr. Maurer, our president, and Mrs. Maurer, we're all going to be down saluting Braille as it goes to space, because one of the principal activities of the Jernigan Institute is to work on the future. We work on a lot of stuff that helps us as blind people today, but we're building programs and holding this institute in trust for your kids, for their future. And that's why your being here is so very important. So thank you for being here. Please let us know how we can best meet your needs. If you need a shoulder to cry on, it's no problem. If you want to have a laugh, it's no problem. If you want to ask a question, it's no problem, because we're here for you. Thank you very much.